Hey, Harvest City Church. My name is Andrew. I'm the worship arts pastor here, and we are so excited to welcome you into our home tonight for our Christmas Eve service. First off, let me introduce you to my family if you haven't already met them. This is my wife, Kimberly, and then we have three daughters. We have Azriella and Matea and Alexis. And so are you guys ready for Christmas tomorrow?
Yes.
Yeah.
We're going
to open gifts
and have fun and take all those
Christmas gifts. It's going to be so awesome. How about you? Are you ready for Christmas? Are you excited? I can tell you this, that this is not the kind of Christmas that any of us saw coming a year ago. Last year, we were gathered together at Harvest City Church. Do you guys remember that? We had a beautiful Christmas Eve service. We had an adult choir. We had a kids choir. We had strings and cello, oboe, a whole band. It was a beautiful, incredible service. People were hugging and embracing each other. Who would have thought? I mean, actually, if you told me that this is what we were going to be doing for Christmas Eve in our homes, I would laugh at you and say, why in the world would we ever choose to do that? Well, none of us have really chosen this, but this is what we've been given. And you know what? We've been given so much, haven't we, girls?
Yeah.
And so we want to take tonight to celebrate what we have together as a family. And so we are so excited to celebrate that with you tonight. So this evening, hey, before we go any further, why don't you share this with friends and family? Maybe there's somebody that is home alone or feeling so isolated. We would love to share this with them. So go ahead and share this video. Also, why don't you comment? We would love to see who's joining us for Christmas Eve. So say a big Merry Christmas from the Gal family or put your family name in there, okay? And we want to see who all is joining together. Well, without further ado, we have a great time tonight planned out. And first off, we are going to go to the Christoffels' home, and they are going to lead us in some carols. Corey and the Christoffels, you guys can take it away.
To the Christoffel home, we would love to sing some carols with you.
Jesus, to thee be all glory. Word of the Father, now in flesh appearing, oh, come, let us adore him. Oh,
silent flocks by night. Behold, throughout the heavens there shone a holy light. Light so cold, tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is.
Alrighty, well, welcome back, everybody. So good to have you back at our house. We're going to do a couple more carols together. First off, not one we do too often, but one I really like is Drummer Boy. So you guys ready? Little Drummer Boy, also known as Little Drummer Boy.
Shall I play for you, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum? I played my drum for him. Pum, 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 pum. I played my best for him. Pum, 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 pum. Pum, 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 pum. Pum, 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 pum. He smiled at me.
You know, girls, this kind of makes me feel like we're living in Charles Dickinson's The Christmas Carol. Because where else do people get whisked all over the place on Christmas Eve to experience all these different parts of Christmas? Well, anyhow, we're not done. We are heading over to Corey Luke's house to join together with his family and sing some more carols. Corey, take it away, man.
Well, thanks, Andrew, and I want to welcome everybody to the Luke home. My wife Shannon, Kayla, Hayden with me tonight, and one of the things we like to do as a family Christmas Eve before we open gifts is to sing a few carols. So welcome to our home, sing along with us, all right? Oh Holy Night, let's start with that one.
Oh Holy Night, the stars are brightly shining, it is the night of our dear Savior.
World me.
wouldn't be a Luke family Christmas without ending with this one.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Wow, thank you so much, Corey, and the whole Luke family. That was so beautiful. Love singing together with you guys. I specifically loved your fireplace. It seems so fitting for a night like tonight. Up next, we are going into three different homes as these three families gather together to read us a very special Christmas story. So I'm going to hand it over to them and let them introduce themselves to you and read this story. I know you're going to enjoy it. If you've got some people around in your house, cuddle up. This is going to be an awesome story. I know you're going to love this.
Hi, Andrew. Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining us this Christmas. We are the Magaisa family. This is my wife, Nora. These are our kids, DeAndre, Daryl, and Dalvin.
Hello, everyone. Good evening, and welcome to our home.
This is the O'Daly family, and I'm so happy you and your family to be joining us.
My name is Shason Oyedele, and this is my wife,
Lara Oyedele.
My name is Daniela Oyedele.
My name is Shago Oyedele.
For the Petersons, I'm Bethany Peterson, and this man's name is Scott, Paul,
Ezekiel,
Hosea, and Israel.
DeAndre, are you ready for the Christmas story?
Yay!
So let's read.
And we will be reading from a book called We Believe in Christmas by Karen Kingsbury.
We believe in Christmas and the message of the star. We believe in Christmas time, whatever age you are.
And so let's look for Christmas now. It might be very near. As close as finding Jesus Christ will not be seen here.
Yes.
Then when we talk of wondrous hope, yes, no matter what we see, let's think back in wondrous hope. And there will Christmas be.
What's in the picture, boys?
Star.
And if we speak of readiness and wrapping red and green, imagine getting ready then, and there will Christmas be.
And when we sing of Silent Night and some notes are off key, picture that true Silent Night and there will Christmas be.
When Happy Holidays rings out, however real it seems, remember that first holy day, and there will Christmas be.
If asking for the perfect gift, that special thing you need, think of that one greatest gift, and there will Christmas be. What's the greatest gift?
Able to go to heaven, I think.
Yeah, well, Jesus, God's Son, right?
And should they whisper, I believe, and when sitting on his knee, whisper, I believe this one, and there will Christmas be.
When there are cries of angels, child calling joyfully, see those angels shouting out, and there will Christmas be.
And if we want the perfect star to shine upon our tree, look and see that brightest star, and there will Christmas be.
Now, when we welcome traveling guests, no matter whom we greet, remember those three traveling guests, and there will Christmas be.
What's it talking about?
Oh, the wise men.
The wise men and their three gifts, right?
And if they wish us peace on earth amid December's weeks, find the greatest peace on earth, and there will Christmas be.
When we gather round the tree, no matter how much glee, remember that old rugged tree, and there will Christmas be.
Yes, we believe in Christmas. It's the miracle we need. When we think of Jesus Christ, then there will Christmas be.
For we believe in Christmas together, you and and me, we always find our Christmas gift, our Christmas gift is Jesus that we keep.
This takes us to the end of the reading.
And there's the nativity scene. Mary and Joseph, the angels and wise men, the animals, and the baby Jesus.
Why is it two stars?
I don't know. It's a good question, son.
We're so glad that you can join us in the Christmas reading this Christmas Eve today. And wherever you might be, it's our prayer that you find the joy of Christmas, that is Jesus Christ our Lord.
And that's the end. Thanks.
Bye. Merry Christmas, everyone. Thank you, Mommy.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Wish you
Merry Christmas.
Wish you a Merry Christmas.
Wish you a Merry Christmas. Wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas and have a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas. Oh, oh.
Thank you.
Bye.
Now that was such an incredible story. So cute and adorable. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. More than any other Christmas, there are going to be so many extended families who normally gather in these big parties at Christmas, and they're going to be relegated to phone calls, virtual video conferencing, and things like that to try and connect this Christmas. So for this next song, we have some extended family gathering together virtually to sing this song for you.
Well, thank you, Andrew. And we are just so thankful and privileged to be able to share a song with you from the Wells family, part of it anyways, tonight for Christmas Eve. This is my daughter, JL, and we are kind of bringing in a little bit of a different family aspect in that my sister, Christina, and her daughter, Elena, will be joining us for a special song.
Hey, Ange. Hi, JL. How you doing?
I'm Christina, and this is my daughter, Elena.
Hi.
And we are so excited to sing for you today, and we just thank you for joining us tonight on this special occasion. God bless you.
A child prays.
You know, sometimes not everything seems calm and bright. Glory doesn't seem to always stream out of heaven. Sometimes it's tough. But when we connect with Jesus, the Prince of Peace, that's where we find that even the roughest of storms, he speaks to the wind and the waves. And so as we sing this, wherever you find yourself tonight, this Christmas Eve, I pray that the peace of Christ would meet you where you're at. And so let's sing this together, Silent Night. Well, let's now go to Pastor Joel, who's going to share an incredible message of hope with us this Christmas Eve. Pastor Joel.
Good evening, everyone, and Merry Christmas to you all. I hope you've enjoyed the service so far. I never would have imagined at this time last year that our Christmas Eve service was going to be virtual only. Normally on this night, I would have just finished a great Christmas Eve dinner at my parents' and would have been scrambling to the church to preach here at this Christmas Eve service, feeling a little fat from all the food that I had crammed in. And when I think of it, I would have walked into this auditorium that would have been packed with people, would have had this sort of electric feel in the air, so many friends, so many guests and family participating. I'm sure that there would have been a few tears being shed as some of these wonderful carols would have been sung together. And I'm thinking at the end of the evening, would have been a lot of Christmas greetings and hugs on the way out the door. Always a tradition in my family, when the Christmas Eve service is over, we go to my parents' house, and that's when we open our first Christmas gifts for the Christmas season with my parents. And we would have been also getting ready for tomorrow, when all of Angela's family would have been descending on our house, and she has a big family. We usually have about 20 or so in the house, and that's normally what Christmas is like. But not this year. For the first time in my 46 years on the planet, I was just thinking about that the other day, I have never not spent Christmas with my parents, to my recollection. What a year it's been, and what a different Christmas this is going to be. I've probably depressed you a little bit with some of my reflections, but I've done that somewhat on purpose. You see, I've been thinking about the very first Christmas when Christ was born. And somehow, what is happening this year seems a whole lot more like that one than any Christmas I've ever experienced. This Christmas is nothing like what we were expecting, but I don't think the first one was either. You all know the story. Mary, a virgin, gets pregnant, which causes a whole lot of questions. Joseph, her fiancé, tries to distance himself quietly and separate himself from her to sort of limit the damage that the negative stigma of her being pregnant would have created. You know that an angel came and helped Joseph sort it out, but it was going to be a very different birth. And of course, the story was just beginning to unfold. The Roman Emperor Augustus has issued a decree that a census is to be taken, and so everyone is to return to their ancestral hometown to register. Mary and Joseph had a 70-mile journey to make from Nazareth to Bethlehem. Of course, there was no cars in those days, and I can't imagine that that journey was a whole lot of fun for them with Mary on the verge of giving birth. When they turn up in Bethlehem, clearly they didn't have any family that was living there, because they tried to find lodging in a local hotel or inn, and there was no room for them to be had. With nowhere to go, Mary and Joseph are forced to take shelter in a cave, what was essentially a cave. This is typically what stables were in those days. They were caves in the rock with a trough carved into the cave wall. I know the traditional story sort of makes the stable look all glamorous and bright, but that's not what it would have been. It would have been dark, it would have been dirty, and it would have been smelly, I'm sure. I'm sure that when Mary grew up dreaming of being a mother, this was not how she pictured the birth of her first child. I'm sure Joseph never thought he would welcome his first son into the world in a dirty stable away from home. I can imagine Joseph was probably feeling in that moment that he was failing already as a husband, failing as a father. I imagine that night, both of them were exhausted. I imagine they would have been fearful about some of the situations. I would imagine they felt under pressure. I'm sure in many ways they felt somewhat alone. This was the first Christmas. It wasn't the most festive and glamorous setting with food and friends and family to share it with. This was certainly not the setting for a king or someone great to be born in. In some ways, this year, with its disappointments and fears and isolation, makes the first Christmas perhaps feel a little bit more relatable. But I want you to think about something. What was happening on earth was not a reflection of what was happening in the heavenlies. The struggle and the disappointment and the perspective on earth was completely the opposite of what was going on up there. Luke 2 tells us the story. It says that night in verse 8, there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified. But the angel reassured them. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you'll recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger." Suddenly, the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in highest heaven, and peace on earth to whom God is pleased." When the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." They hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph, and there was the baby lying in the manger. After seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. All who heard the shepherd's story were astonished. But Mary kept all these things in her heart and thought about them often. The shepherds went back to their flocks, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. It was just as the angel had told them. I love this. On earth, everything about the birth of Jesus appeared to be going wrong and would have given no one any expectation that something great was happening. Yet the angels were rejoicing. The armies of heaven were praising God and celebrating. On earth, there was doom and gloom in some ways, but in the heavens, there was great rejoicing. They were proclaiming that this child lying in the manger was the Messiah. And because of his coming, peace on earth had come. It was the prophetic declaration that the Savior, who would restore man's relationship with God, was here. This was the greatest night ever. That cave in Bethlehem was the most holy place on earth. It was the site of the greatest event that had ever taken place in the history of the world. Those angels had a perspective that no one else had at that moment. They were proclaiming that something powerful was happening in Bethlehem that no one else could see just yet. When I think about this, when I reflect on this, it reminds me that even though the world seems like a sad place right now, even though we are in times of fear, in times of disappointment, even though some things are happening to us that don't make a lot of sense, even though we feel alone, heaven has a different perspective. Our God is still on the throne. Our God has never left us. Our God is in control. Our God has a plan that will be accomplished. Our God can take the broken things and the simple things and the unexpected things and the disappointing things, and he can make something glorious out of them. Don't ever forget that often what you see and what God sees are not the same thing. Don't forget that what often seems hopeless is actually God's agent for deliverance. Church, I'm praying tonight for a little angelic perspective for you and me. I'm praying tonight that God would open up our eyes to see that he's up to something. I want to challenge you. Don't get all caught up in what you see and what is happening around you. Look through the eyes of faith and see the greatness of your God. Remember that he loves to take what the world rejects and use it for his glory. Remember that he loves to do the impossible. Remember that he will accomplish his plans. Jesus said, "I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it." Church, I want to challenge you tonight. Don't let the surroundings of this season and even the difficult things happening in your life steal your hope and steal your joy. Remember, God is still up to something. Maybe the fact that Christmas is stripped away this year of all its trappings and festivities can bring us back to where it all began. At its center, Christmas was never about the food. It was never about gifts from family. It was never about lavish parties with guests. It was about the humble birth of a child in the midst of chaos and confusion who would be the Savior of the world. He came into nothing to show us that he had not come for the elite and the put together and the crowds. He had come for every man, for the broken, for the rejected, for the misunderstood. Tonight you may not have all your family around, but you have something even greater. If you know Jesus, you have the presence of God with you. You have his gifts of love and peace and joy. So don't let a virus take that from you. Those angels in heaven, they're still rejoicing around the throne of God. Why don't you join them? Why don't you draw near to the throne tonight? Why don't you come as those shepherds and worship again at the feet of Jesus? The way has been made for us, church. Come on, let's rejoice.
Wow, what a powerful, challenging, and encouraging word that is. Thank you so much, Pastor Joel. I know so many of us are going to be taking a lot of that into this holiday season with us. So good. Well, we want to end tonight with a song, and I think this song fits so well in what Pastor Joel just shared. It's a song called Mary, Did You Know? And so I'm going to hand it back over to Corey Luke and his family. We're headed back to their house as they sing Mary, Did You Know?
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered would soon deliver you. Mary, did you know your baby boy would give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your little baby, kiss the face of God. Oh, Mary, did you know? Oh, Mary, did you know? Oh, Mary, did you
Well, Harvest City Church, that brings us to the end of our Christmas Eve service. It's been unique, but I think it's been really special. What a way to connect as a church family in each other's homes and getting to share with one another. This has been so beautiful. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have. Hey, if you're new to Harvest City Church, we want to welcome you and we want you to connect with us as a church and as a family. So why don't you go to harvestcity.ca. You can also go to harvestconnect.ca, and both of those websites are going to get you plugged in and give you some more information of how you connect to our church.